That'll send the dead eye to the line once again. Laurie Brinkman, who hasn't missed many free throws here tonight. At one point, I believe she made 6 in a row, now 7 in a row, and this makes 8 in a row. She hits again, 59-55. Bob Brown's been keeping track of Laurie's points. She had 33 just a moment ago, probably has something like 36 or 37. There's a steal in the backcourt for Rolfe, of the guard forward court, and with a shot in the lane, good, Karen Brinkman, a turnaround jumper about 6 feet out in the lane. 61-55, a 6-point edge once again for Rolfe. 13 seconds to go, third quarter. Rolfe in control at the moment. Turnaround jumper, baseline right, 15 feet by Paula Kelmer, bingo. Kelmer gets another one on her favorite move, 61-57, a 4-point Rolfe lead. The time expires in the third quarter. It's come to an end with the score, Rolfe 61, Manson 57. And the stage is really set for a exciting, to say the least, final stanza as Rolfe will go into the fourth period with a 4-point lead. We might mention at this fact, Bob, that Rolfe went into the fourth quarter at Manson in the regular season game on the foreign floor, leading by 10, and then they fell behind at the end and lost that one by 3 points. So Rolfe has shown that they can stay very much on the floor with this Manson club, and once again we'd like to mention that this broadcast would not be possible were it not for a very progressive and community support-minded Rolfe Chamber of Commerce, who backed their girls about 120%. Carol Wiegert will put the ball in play for Rolfe in the fourth quarter. And now for the, I'm sure, exciting final quarter, Bob Brown. Come on in here, Robert.
Okay, Robert, here we go. It's Brinkman, Laurie with it. Back to Wiegert, the long set shot, no good. McCauley off with the rebound for Manson. Rolfe leading, 61-57. Balloon dribbles to the right side. Junkman back in there with 5 fouls. Kelmer shot, no good, gets her own rebound. Balloon off to Junkman, drives and puts up a jumper. It's good. Jackie Junkman is back in there and hits the jump shot. 61-59. Here's Brinkman driving and being fouled from behind. Foul goes to Deb Junkman. Deb Junkman gets her second foul. At the line with the 1-1, Laurie Brinkman, she has 38 points. Shooting 1 and maybe. First one is no good. Rims out of there, and the rebound is down to McCauley. And Balloon brings it into front court to her sister, Joanne. Joanne, left side of the lane, dribbles across now, and sets it up on the right side. Back to Junkman, left side. Junkman to Kelmer. There's the jump shot off the glass. It's good. Paula Kelmer now has 24 points, and the game is tied at 61-61. Shot up there by Brinkman, bounces around and off. Rebound is tied up, taken by McCauley. And Manson with a ball in a tie ball game and a chance to take the lead. Balloon dribbles to the right side. Off to Kelmer, just to the right side of the free throw line. On the left-handed dribble, back to Balloon. To Kelmer, looking for Jumpman, hitting her, top of the circle. Her shot, she can't get it off, and it's stolen away by Pomerecki. Junkman went up to shoot, lost control of the ball, and Pomerecki caught it. So now Rolfe with a chance to take the lead. Karen Brinkman, offensive foul. 2nd foul on Karen Brinkman, an offensive foul. Six and a half minutes to play. Manson with the basketball. We're all zipped up here at 61 apiece. Kelmer, left side, to Wiegert, or to Balloon. Balloon underneath Kelmer, fakes right, goes left. Shot up, no good. She's fouled by Pomerecki. Michelle Pomerecki gets foul number 4. It's going to get very noisy in here for the final 6 minutes. Free throw good, and Manson again has the lead. First time in a long time. Kelmer hits the free throw. Next one, good. And Manson leads it by 2. 6 minutes, 14 seconds to play. Pomerecki inbounds it up the front court. Laurie Brinkman far side, the wicket. To Karen Brinkman, got free for the drive, layup good, and it's tied again at 63. People are standing and cheering with every basket. Depending upon which team makes it, that depends on which stand up. We're tied 63-all. Kelmer shot good, and Manson leads again. Kelmer from the right baseline, her favorite spot. She now has 27 points. Rolf has scored only 2 points this quarter. The Ramettes led by four at the end of the third period. Manson now leads it by two. Here's Laurie Brinkman's long shot. Good. Laurie Brinkman with her 39th and 40th point. Ties the game at 63 apiece. 5:25 to play. Manson feeds it into Kelmer. Dribble, baseline jumper up. And no good this time. And the rebound is off to Beatty. Beatty having trouble, but looping it up to Pomerenke. Still in backcourt. Cross court pass to Beatty. Now in front court. Almost a bad one, but Wiegert comes down with it off to Laurie Brinkman. Up to Wiegert, to Brinkman. Brinkman to Karen Brinkman on the baseline. She drives through. Left hand, underhand shot. Great move, and it's up and good. That was the best shot of the tournament. Underhand going to her left, flipped it up with the right hand, and it went home. Rolf with the lead, 67-65. Here's a shot up and good by Kelmer. And the ball game is tied at 67. 4:33 to go. Here's a steal by Deb Junkman, and it's up to Jackie, but she can't hold it. And Rolf has the ball again. So Rolf now in a tie game, 4.5 minutes to play in the corner. Wigger starts to drive, puts the shot up out of bounds. It's knocked out of bounds by McCauley. The Ramettes have the ball to the right of their basket. The game all tied up at 67. Inbounds it comes. Brinkman's jumper off there, no good. Wiegert with a rebound, and a foul is called. And it's on Deb Junkman. Three on her. Action is furious down there. Here's Laurie Kelmer coming in, replacing Deb Junkman. Wiegert at the line, shooting 1-1. For Rolf, good. She gives her team the lead by a point. Wiegert now. 7 points. Second, also good. 69-67, 4:12 to play. This is anybody's ball game. And it has been from the outset. Balloon loops it into Kelmer. They're two-timing her, and they foul her as Pomerenke fouls her. So Kelmer will go to the free throw line. 1-1, she can tie. Five fouls on Michelle Pomerenke. First one by Kelmer. It is good. Now she can tie the game. Paula will put the right-handed free throw up with 4:03 to play. Up good, and tie it is. All deadlock at 69 apiece. In backcourt with it, Rolf. Now the bounce pass, front court. Laurie Brinkman with it. Right side of the lane. Underneath to Karen Brinkman. Karen, turnaround jumper is no good off the front of the rim, and the rebound is by McCauley of Manson. Long pass comes up to Junkman. We're tied at 69 apiece. Manson with the ball. Falloon loops to Kelmer. Brings it back to Junkman. One dribble. The jump shot in the air is no good. The rebound is by Gunderson, but a foul on Kelmer. That's the fourth foul on Paula Kelmer. At the line goes Laurie Brinkman with 40 points, shooting 1-1. She gets the first one. '70-69, Rolf by a point. Second one by Laurie is no good, and the rebound is by Manson. Here's the pass, stolen at the timeline, but a line violation on Laurie Brinkman. She couldn't stop her momentum, and it carried her over into the other court. All right, here's Manson with it, down by a point. Falloon to Junkman, Junkman to Falloon. That's a free throw line, back to Junkman. Jackie reverses her guard, puts it up, good. Jackie Junkman has given Manson a one-point lead. 71-70. 3 minutes to play. Outside, Brinkman, long shot, no good. Rebound by Manson, and traveling is called. traveling is called on Gene Falloon. Rolf wants a timeout down there. They finally get the attention of the...
Manson with a one-point edge, 2:58 to go in the game, and Bob Brown.
Here we go. It's Rolf. Inbounds of the ball. Laurie Brinkman starts her drive. She's cut off, and a foul is called. And it's on Manson. Foul is on Laurie Kelmer. A blocking foul as Laurie Brinkman attempted to drive the lane. 1-1 by Laurie Brinkman. She can tie with this free throw. It's good. And the game is tied up at 71. Now the next one. Laurie Brinkman with 42 points, now 43 as she makes it. And Rolf has the lead, 72-71. 2:50 to play. Here's a steal by Beatty as she stole the ball away from Kelmer. Now Rolf leading by a point with the ball. Foul is called on Kelmer of Manson in the backcourt. Foul on Laurie Kelmer in Manson's backcourt. In Rolf's front court, that sends Laurie Brinkman to the line. Now coming out of the ball game for Manson is Laurie Kelmer. Back in there is McCauley. Here's the free throw by Laurie Brinkman. This is not good off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Manson. The long pass to Junkman is tipped out of bounds by Laurie Brinkman. 72-71, Rolf. Leads it by a point. Manson with a ball, 2.5 minutes to play. It's been a dandy. Falloon looking for someone inside. Now gets it to Kelmer, to Junkman at the free throw line. Junkman back to Falloon. Falloon running around behind the screen. Now gets it into Kelmer, her favorite spot. Shot is up, good. Kelmer is about an 80% shooter from that place, about 8 feet out on the right baseline. 73-72, Manson by a point, 2:10 to play. Laurie Brinkman's turnaround jumper, good, on the baseline. They've changed their offense and put Laurie inside. 45 points by Laurie Brinkman. Outside is Junkman firing and missing. Scramble for the rebound, tied up between Joanne Falloon and Joyce Beatty. They'll jump in the Manson circle. Every jump ball now extremely important in this one-point ball game. Here's the tip. Scramble for the ball, and Pomeranke gets it. Junkman had to back off with her 4-5 foul. Here's an offensive foul on Karen Brinkman. Ran through the lane and knocked down McCauley. Karen Brinkman getting the offensive foul. It's her third. But more importantly, the ball goes over to Manson with 1:45 to play. Rolf leading by a point. All right, here's Manson to see what the Eagles can do about taking charge. Almost a steal by Gunderson, but Manson gets it back. Falloon with it. Falloon looking for Kelmer, hitting her right side. Kelmer starts the drive. Here's the jumper. It's no good. In and out of there. And the rebound is by Pomeranke. In front court it comes to Brinkman. Rolf with the ball in the lead with a minute 18 to go now. Inside to Brinkman, Karen Brinkman. Shot outside by Wigger. Good! Wigert has only 9 points, but those are two big ones. 76-73 with a minute two to play. Rolf leading. Manson's Falloon with the ball to Kelmer. Goes to her favorite spot. Here's her favorite shot. It's good. From the baseline, Kelmer hits it. And it's down to 76-75. 49 seconds to go. Rolf on the drive is Brinkman. Her shot is blocked, and we've got a jump ball. Man, what furious action down there now as bodies are hitting the floor. Brinkman's shot was blocked nicely by McCauley. Now they want a timeout as the coaches want to give out some strategy. With 43 seconds to go, it's Rolf 76 and Manson 75.
Well, what a ball game. I don't even know if I can talk about the things we're supposed to talk about here at the break, but I'm going to give it a try. Let's mention a few of the promotional members of the Rolf Chamber of Commerce making this broadcast possible. Delft Furniture, Power Turner Funeral Home, Bonnie Wolf Insurance, Mars Roasted Chicken, Max's Standard Boat Service, 666, Rickard Hardware and Appliance, Rolf State Bank, Jim Wilson's Farm Management, Man's Barbershop,
Farmers Co-op Elevator with branches in Ralph, Gilmore City, Bradgate, and Pioneer, and Robinson Templeman. And now for the final 43 seconds of the ball game, Bob Brown.
Big jump ball here. Karen Brinkman for Rolfe against Felina Manson. The tip controlled by Rolfe. Wieger knifed in there to grab it. Here's the ball to Wieger on the right side. Back out to Laurie Brinkman. To Karen Brinkman. I believe Rolfe is in the stall. 34 seconds. 33. 32. And Wieger intentionally fouled from behind. The foul is on McCauley, who just came up and wrapped her arms around her from behind. Fifth foul on McCauley. A two-shot foul, I do believe. That's right. Dutch Leonard said it's a two-shot foul. Wiegert, who gave her team the lead, can give them two more points. Free throw is no good. It bounced out of there. Now Carol Wiegert. To make it a two-point lead, she puts it up. She does. And Rolfe leads by two. 29 seconds to go. 77-75. Manson with the ball. Balloon. Up to Junkman, to Falloon, to Junkman, Cooley playing catch, to Junkman, to Falloon, inside to Junkman, off the glass, shot, good, and we're tied up with 16 seconds. 77-77, Rolfe with the ball, 10 seconds to play. Out it comes to Wieger, to Brinkman, Brinkman underneath to Karen Brinkman, her shot is up, it is no good, rebound is by Wieger, to Karen Brinkman, her shot is up, and it is no good, rebound Wieger, it is no good, overtime.